Everywhere we look, there is chaos and conflict. Much of the world is at war. Our own nation is deeply divided about matters of principle and great moment. And the visible cracks in our government and civil society reflect those divisions. That much, sadly, we've grown accustomed to. But now, such centrifugal forces seem to be at work even in the church. For example, the ministry of Pope Francis, which began with great joy and goodwill, is now marked by controversy and disputation among some of our best bishops and theologians. And in such circumstances, it can seem all but impossible to find a place at the center of life in which there is tranquility and clarity and certainty. But while it may seem impossible to find that center, it is not. That center, you see, is not a where, but a who. Not a place, but a person. Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary and God the Son, is the power of God and the wisdom of God, and by his self-emptying love, he unites himself to every human person who hears and heeds his voice and believes in his gospel with the obedience of faith. The Lord Jesus laid aside his divine glory to redeem us from the grave and to restore us to the glory we lost by our sins. And the path back to that glory, both for the Savior and for us, is the cross. To make this very point to the Christians at Philippi, St. Paul worked into his letter to them one of the church's very first and most beautiful liturgical hymns, the canticle, which is our second lesson today, and which is sung regularly by the church in the Liturgy of the Hours. Before quoting this hymn, Paul appealed to the Philippians to be united with each other so that all could be united with Christ in a way that changes lives and bears witness to the truth of the gospel. The conflict and chaos we see in the world and in the church, in our homes and in our marriages, in our lives and in our loves, all finally come from the same cause. The fallen human heart and mind, which are captive to the mystery of lawlessness. And the only remedy for that sin sickness is the grace of God in Christ Jesus, liberating us from our own disordered self-love and giving us the ability to live in the freedom of the children of God by knowing, loving, and living the truth. And so, St. Paul's exhortation is as timely for us today as it was 2 millennia ago for the Philippians, to whom the apostle wrote, "If there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. And have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.